Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tof Kuf Chav Vav, which deals with the halachos of burying somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, on Yontif. And we begin on the very last line of Kuf Mem Hei Omud Beis with Sif Beis in the Mechaber. Mechaber writes, Meis B'Yontif Rishon, if somebody Nebuch passes away on the first day of Yontif in Chutz Loretz, Yontif Rishon, so the halacha is also Lahalino Ad Yom Tov Sheni. You shouldn't leave the burial till the second day. And even though the first day you're only allowed to have non-Jewish people assist with any of the Surim D'Oraisa for the burial, and therefore one could argue that it's more of a cover to wait till the second day and have Jewish people assist in the burial, nevertheless, this is not the case. And therefore it's also Lalino Ad Yom Tov Sheni. You're not allowed to leave it till the second day. Kedesh Yisatzku Bo Yisrael. Specifically, that Jewish people should be involved in the burial. You're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Tezvav explains the mutav shikbru akum yom rishon, that the bottom line is it's preferable to bury him in a more timely fashion, even though they'll be by non-Jews, because there's technically really nothing wrong there. It's just telling them to do something. And therefore, there's no mice involved in your doing this. And therefore, that is preferable than waiting till the second day of Yontif, Mishikberu Yisraelim, and Jewish people will have to go and actually do Malacha, the Yavru Ashvus Biodaim, and they'll be over Isidur Abanon with their actual hands. So it's better to be over a Shvus that doesn't involve a Maisa by asking the non-Jewish people to bury him on Yontif Rishon than you actually doing a Maisa on Yontif Sheni. The Sharet Zion, Os Tes Vav, the Chofetz Chaim adds in the very last line, "Chein matzos lishir knesses agdola shekosav gamhu dimelino lichvod the shari." However, if there is a purpose in doing so, which we'll discuss more in a moment, so then you would be allowed to leave the burial till the second day. But if there is no specific purpose, then bury the first day with non-Jews rather than burying the second day with Jews. Mishmur continues Sifkot and Tezayin, and he says, alternatively, not only that you could argue that we should wait till the second day for a burial, but this way his wife would be able to come with him, or other people, his children, would be able to come with him outside the tchum. Otherwise, if they're not directly involved physically in the burial, we wouldn't let them come. And this halacha applies even for a Talmud Chacham, shekvodu biyoseli kover ayidei Yisraelim, who would be much more important for him to be buried bedavka ayidei Yisraelim rather than via Gentiles. Nevertheless, in all of these situations, the Mishnah says, gam kein lo mashinon lei. According to the opinion of Mechaber, we don't delay, we bury the first day with non-Jews rather than waiting even with the wife and the children being able to now go, or for a Talmud Chacham to be able to be buried by Jewish people on the second day of Yontif. That's not a reason to wait. That's the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. That's the opinion of the Chaber. However, he says, Yesh min achronim shekotsu, he brings down that there are achronim that disagree with this. And you can see this in the Sharat Zion in Os Yud Ches. This is the Sefer of Menachem Azariah, and this is also quoted by the El Yerabah and others as well. Yesh min achronim shekotsu, these achronim say, Dim Hishu, if you were to wait, Osol Yom Sheni, Lo Yikov Ayde Yisrael, El Ayde Yakum, in a situation where you did wait, and that wasn't right, there wasn't a halachically acceptable reason to do so, these achronim write that if you did wait till the second day, you're still not allowed to have them buried by Jewish people. You have to have them buried in that day, in that situation, by non-Jewish people as well. However, he says not everybody agrees with this. Well, that is the opinion of the Menachem Azariah, and it's quoted by the El Yerabah. Nevertheless, he says, look in the Bir Halacha, in the Bir Halacha, shepik paknu bezeh, that many disagree with this psak. And if you look on our daf, the Bir Halacha starts actually on the daf before, but if you look in the Bi'alocha Dibur Maso, also Lalino Ad Yontif Sheni, in our daf over here, at the very top line, he says, Unhi, Danan Lo Naktinon Kanach Poskim, we don't paskel like those Poskim, Va'adrabe Yoser Tov Lekarvu Biyomo, and we say it's better to bury him on the first day, Mikol Mokum, even though we paskel this way, Lo Motzinu Dim Hisho, so that if for whatever the reason you waited, that we cancel the poor mace, Shalom Lekarvu Ayidei Yisrael, but welcome to Lekama Poskim, Ayid Tzorach Lasus Kin Lechachila. We certainly wouldn't cancel because there are those opinions that say you should be dafka wait till the second day to bury him via Jews. So we certainly aren't going to give a knas according to this alternative opinion that argues with the Menachem Azariah and El Yerabah, and we would let him be buried by Jewish people on the second day if you went against the simple halacha and didn't bury him on the first day with non-Jewish people. Furthermore, he says, Degam ikudino de mechaberin muskon. And that's also because not everybody agrees with the din of the mechaber that it's better to bury him with non-Jewish people on the first day rather than wait to bury him with Jewish people on the second day. He brings down the Ravid. The Ravid says, halach lemaisa, that you should keep a Talmud Chacham to the second day of Yontif rather than burying him on the first day of Yontif with the Goyim. He writes, the Archos Chaim disagrees with this, but certainly the Raivin and also the Meiri say that you should follow this Psak Halacha to wait till the second days. And therefore, in this situation, certainly there wouldn't be a knas if you did wait till the second day that he can't be buried by Jewish people. Again, the Chofetz Chaim goes to a much more detailed arichas over here. He concludes at the end, he says, V'chol zehu l'fi svaras ha-mechaber. Well, this is only according to the opinion of the mechaber. We even have this discussion. According to the Ramah, B'lav hochi kovrin ha'idei ha-momim ap yontiv sheni. The Ramah says that we always bury him on yontiv with non-Jewish people, whether it's the first day or the second day, so this halachic discussion never gets off the ground. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "B'Shabbos will be Yom Kippur." Nebuch, if a person passes away on Shabbos Yom Kippur, until now we're talking about on Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. If a person Nebuch passes away on Shabbos Yom Kippur, lo yis askubo klal, then we don't bury it all, not via Jews and not even via non-Jews. Afilu ayde amim, even with non-Jewish people, we can be making on Yom Tov Rishon, but we're not making on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Afilu lahotzio al yedeim ulanicho b'kuch, even to just take him outside and put him into already a pre-dug chiseled out kuch. They used to bury people in these chiseled out holes in the walls of a cave, and even this, which involved no issa, just to place the dead person Nebuch into this kuch. Rashi says pirush b'chafira, into this dugout area. Hasui miyesel is ready made from yesterday. Even this, which only involves just moving the mace, we don't allow this to be done on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Mishabur and Sivkot and Yitzayin explains. What's the Isra over here? It's just a Nachri moving something that's Mokza. Nevertheless, lo rotsu lahati mishum kod hames. This is not Kovod hames. In fact, Adrab, it's the opposite. Because of this mace, this Chilul Shabbos. Kivod hames, hu shelo yischal Shabbos Yom Kippurim. The chamiri ayodo. These are such strict things of Shabbos and Yom Kippur that the mace would be preferring not to have on his behalf any Chilul Shabbos and Yom Kippur. The whole part of Dinzem, Mavul El and Simon Shinyan Alp, these were already learned in Hilchos Shabbos. Ayin Shalom, go back and look over there. Now we'll start Sif Dalet. We don't finish it, but we'll Mitzvah Shem will start it. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, B'yom Tov Sheni Yisasku Bo Yisroel. The Mechaber's opinion is that on the second day of Yom Tov, Jewish people are allowed to go and be involved in the Kvura. And the Mechaber adds, this is true not only for a regular Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis, Afilu B'yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which we said is Kedusha Arichta, one long big Kedusha. And he says this is true of Afilu Lo Ish Tahi. Even if he wasn't left over, he's still allowed to do this. And he adds further, Afilu Lach Toch Lo Hadas Meh Mechuber, even to cut off a myrtle branch, which we'll see was a custom that they would have, the Kovod HaMeis, you're allowed to do that. Even if it was attached, you're allowed to cut it on Yom Tov Sheni. V'lasos Lo Tachrichim, and you're allowed to go make the shrouds, the burial shrouds, to even sew them. V'oron, to put together the casket. V'laso Lo Kever, to even dig the grave. V'lachamin Lo Mayim, and to heat up the water. L'taro, to do the Tahara, to have warm water. V'ligzo Lo Saro, and to cut his hair. All of these things are permissible. Now, Chofetz Chaim points out, some of these things were permissible even on Yom Tov Rishon. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, in B'yom Tov Sheni, Ad L'chamim Lo Hamayim, he says, Agav Shitfo Noka Kol Melachos. Because of just the similarity in all of these Melachos, so they're all listed over here. But in fact, Be'emes L'chamim, to heat up the water for the Tahara, since you're allowed to go, we said, you're allowed to use hot water for Ochel Nefesh. So we apply the principle, Mitoch Shut L'Tzarech, Chuchunami Shalol L'Tzarech, as long as it's Tzorach Yom Tov Kitzas, so here too, you're allowed to do this even Al Yidei Yisrael on Yom Tov Rishon, as we already learned previously. So it's just because this is the common way that we say all of these things, that's why it's listed over here, but the heating up the water was actually allowed to be done even on Yom Tov Rishon. So now let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah. We'll look in Sivkot Yud Ches, where the Mishnah Berurah says, B'mekom u'shenogim l'haniyah chadas al mita semes, as I pointed out, where the custom was that they would put this myrtle branch on the mace, and you're allowed to cut it in that situation on Yom Tov Sheni. Alpha Pisha Ein Zem Me'ikrei Tzarchei Kvura. This is an essential part of the Kvura. El Mishul Kavod. It's Kavod HaMeis. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov Sheni. Sivkot Nyutes. Lassos Lo Tachrichin. You can even make the Tachrichin. Lach Tok to cut them up. Litvor to sew them together. Even though you could just wrap the body up in some sort of a flax type of a garment, like we pointed out yesterday, it's a very strong minhag to do it with pishtun. Nevertheless, you don't have to make it into shrouds. You could just wrap him up in some sort of a pishtun type of a cloth, and that would be fine. Nevertheless, we say you're allowed to go and cut them and sew it in order to do it properly. However, mikol makom, nevertheless, im yachol limtzo tachrich muchanim kimidas, if you already do have shrouds, and lasos chadashim, that don't make new ones, if you have ones that you could use. If we learned in yesterday's year as well, and if they're dirty, so you'd be allowed to clean them. You can also make the aron siv katan chaf in the Mishnah Berurah. If you don't have boards that are already there, so then you can make them. If you can even go and make the boards. Ayin simin tov kuf mem zayin, where this will be discussed more in Hilchas Yontif. Finally, siv katan chaf aleph, you'd be allowed to go and dig the grave. Yeshikos, so there are those that said, anything that you can diminish the amount of chilul yontif that you do is preferred. And therefore, the rabbis wrote, we have a regular chaver kadisha that they're very familiar with this, and they know what to do, and they're able to do it with the most minimal amount of chilul yontif. So then, ein rashoyin acherin, then don't have other people get involved. Zulas b'nei hachevra lasok b'kvoros ameis. Only let the chaver kadisha get involved because they can do this the most efficient way and with the least amount of chilul yontif. Unless in loshu erev Shabbos, if it's right. Yontif on a Friday, and there's a concern that if you don't do it with a lot of people, then it's going to take too long, and you're going to get back after Shabbos. Samach lechashecha, that's no good. The odds call azaris lesayo shelo yavoli dechilul Shabbos harizim mishuach. Then the more people, the better, to prevent any chilul Shabbos. Even though they may have end up doing a little bit of extra work, and they're not as familiar with it, so therefore it may take a little bit more effort involved. Nevertheless, in order to make sure that you finish before Shabbos, that's preferable. However, he brings down v'kam achronim mekilim b'zeh. There are those achronim that are mekil b'zeh, and they say mishum the yom tivsheni legabe meis kecholu, that we don't actually consider yom tivsheni when you're dealing with a mace to be a problem. So even lechachila, you can have a lot of people get involved. The issue footnote number 8, he brings down a very interesting scenario. What happens if you have a ben eretz yisrael in chutz laretz on yom tivsheni? So you have an Israeli who's in galus on yom tivsheni, and he betzina he only holds one day. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in this situation says, "Sheben chutz lo aretz eino tzorech limona milikvor sameis ulavakesh miben eretz Yisrael lasu zos." You don't have to let the Israeli do it. The people living in chutz laretz are allowed to be quote mechalul yom tov sheni for the mace because legabe mace nechshav yom tov sheni kiyom chol because of this principle that it's considered a weekday for a mace. In regards to everything else, you can't be mezalzul yom tov sheni. It's a terrible, terrible thing that people mezalzul yom tov sheni. Except when it's coming to a mace. So then you're not even obligated to go and ask the Israeli to do it. You can go and do everything. Vice versa, if somebody who lives in Chutz La'aretz, who holds 2 days of Yontif, is now in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Igros Moshe writes, he wouldn't have to go and say, well, let the Israelis do it. For them, it's already Cholomoid, or already it's a weekday. He could get involved as well. And even though he holds 2 days, he could still do malachos for the mace. Even though there are people there from Eretz Yisrael that have absolutely zero issue involved, no. This principle that it's not considered yontif sheni in regards to mace applies both here in Chutz Laretz for the people when there could be an Israeli that could do it, and it applies in Eretz Yisrael, even if there's an Israeli that could do it for a person from Chutz Laretz. Very interesting thing. Chari continues and he writes, V'im ein ba'oso ir makom kivaros li Yisrael. Nebuch, the person dies in a city that doesn't have its own cemetery. You have to go to the next town to get to the cemetery. So what should you do in this situation? Molichin oso li'ir acheres. You'd go and take him on Yontif Sheni to this other city. Sheesh b'shkunas kivaros, that has a Jewish cemetery. Afilu chutz l'tchum. You're allowed to go even outside the tchum. Mishbur explains the Sivkot Chabez. Avol im yesh beis akvaros, if there is a Jewish cemetery in this town. However, he wants to be buried in his family cemetery, which is in the next town. Elohusha itzivol if nemos, so he commanded everybody before his death. He says, I want to be buried in the other town. Lichol lekivros avoso, that's where my parents are buried. He says, I want to be buried over there. So ein lechal yontif b'shul zeh, that you're not allowed to go do when you could bury him in this town. So to go bury him to fulfill this idea of the tzavah of the maze, so that you're not allowed to do. Even though there is a mitzvah to go and listen to what the mace asks for, nevertheless, in this situation, leave him here ad achar yontif. Don't be taking him outside the tchum when you don't have to. Wait till after yontif. And then you can bury him in the family ancestral plot that involves being outside the tchum because now it's ois yontif and therefore there's no problem. If there's a problem that maybe if you don't bury him, he's going to smell and decay. So then, so bury him in a plot right now in his hometown where you don't have to go outside the tchum, and you'll unfortunately have to dig him up after yontif and bury him in the family plot elsewhere. The issue foot number 90 brings down l'shloach meis ben chutz la'aretz b'yontif sheni b'matos la'aretz Yisrael k'dei l'kover b'aretz Yisrael. somebody dies, Nebuch, in Chutz Laretz, and now it's Yontif Sheni, and he wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So, can you put him on the airplane? Can you go and put him on a flight to Eretz Yisrael? So this way, he'll be arriving in Eretz Yisrael after Yontif. Even though there's plenty of places to be buried over here. In this situation, by putting him on the airplane, there's no Chil Yontif. He's a mace, he's on the airplane. And therefore, there's no Chil Yontif on his behalf. When he gets to Eretz Yisrael, he'll be buried by people who hold only one day. So what should he do in this situation? So Rav Ozner Zatzal says, no, you can't bury him. Also, Adav, you can't put him on the plane, so he'll be buried in Eretz Yisrael on Yom Tov Sheni still, right? It's a 12-hour flight, so he dies on Yom Tov Rishon, and you're burying him on Yom Tov Sheni. You put him on the flight right at the start of Yom Tov Sheni. He'll arrive in Eretz Yisrael still while it's Yom Tov Sheni. You're not allowed to do this, because this is a zilzul in Yom Tov Sheni. That you can't do. V'chein Das, Hagon, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, is brought down in the Nitig Avriel, that this is forbidden. The Shavuot number 20 brings down, after Yontif, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, you're allowed, this is a valid reason to dig somebody up, that you have to bury him temporarily now on Yontif Sheni, here in the sounds, because you weren't able to go outside for the Tchum, to go bury him in this ancestral plot, but then after Yontif, this is a valid reason to dig him up, as it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya. That is a valid reason to go and uproot somebody from this burial spot to his family ancestral plot. The Chavra continues and he writes, "Umaskirin lo svino, you'd be allowed to go and rent a boat." They're talking here of some sort of a ferry to go bring him to the town that has the cemetery, if there's no cemetery in this town. Lo lichem imokal mokum, to bring him from one place to another. The Mishnah Berurah adds, in Siv Katan Chav Gimel, that the same thing applies if it's not a boat, o agola, a wagon, a car, a hearse. To bring him to the place of the kura, and he could even have him carried on the back of an animal that's owned by a Jew. But only the people that are necessary for the actual burial are allowed to go. But anybody that's not really essential, they just want to go, that they're not allowed to do. Yivora old the common in Siv Zayin, and this is also brought down in Siv Zayin. We'll get to this in Yitzchak Shem soon. Now, I pointed out previously, and I'll say it again, this is one of the reasons where Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says that our custom is not to bury on the second day of Yotif, because Nebuch, people won't listen. People want to go to the cemetery, even though they're not serving any essential burial purpose, but they say, this is my relative, I want to go and be Malada. And therefore, Moshe says that people won't listen, Nebuch, and therefore, they're going to be Mechalal Yontif when you're not allowed to. Only allowed to do for the burial, but not for the guests, the relatives that want to go along. And therefore, that's another reason why in our communities, we frequently do not bury on the second day of Yontif. Finally, the Mechaber concludes over here and says, why you're allowed to do all of these things on Yontif Sheni? Because the principle we said previously, the Yom Tov Sheni Legabe Mace Kechol Shavu Rabbanon. Because in regards to a mace, there is no Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni was enacted by the rabbis because of Maise Avaseinu Miyodeinu, Minag Avaseinu Miyodeinu, and because we don't want to be Mezalzel in Yontif Sheni. But not when it comes to a mace, then they never instituted this. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Chav Dalet, we will call Makom, Eino Kechol Mamish. We don't say it's like a regular weekday, totally. Bechol Dovash also Bechol Amoid, also the Yom Tov Sheni, the Mimikol Shekin. Anything, we treat it like Chol Amoid. It's not just carte blanche, you do whatever you want. For example, could go Lachso Vavon and Lekeber to go and dig out Kuch, to dig out the rocks for a grave. To go and chop down a tree, to go make the boards, that's also B'chol Amoid. You wouldn't be allowed to do that on B'chol Amoid, so you're not allowed to do it over here on Yom Tov Sheni as well, as we'll learn in Simon Tov Kuf Mem Zayin in Hilchos Chol Amoid. Same thing applies over here, that you're not allowed to do this on Yom Tov Sheni. The Gam of Worsham, it also says over there, the Linsar Eitzim, Lekroshim, Lasusman, Aron, to go and size up the boards and cut them down to space to make them the right size, or the Lixos Hadassim, or to go and cut off the Hadassim, the Litzwa Techrichim, and to cut the shrouds, Uki Agad, and all these things is Eino Mutter Rak Bechatzer Shomes Uki Agad. All these things which we said you can do, but you must do them only in the yard of the mace. So everybody will realize you're doing it for the mace and not for other purposes. Kadei Sheira Kol, Shemishul Mace will say you're doing this for the dead person, Nebuch, and not for business purposes. However, if it's a famous person with other Mefursim, Shemes, if it's a well known person that passed away, Mutter Lasos Filu Shuk, then you can do that even in the marketplace because everybody's going to know you're doing it for him. Shako Yodim Shemishulohu. Omavur Shamad says there further, the Mimakom Shane Yehudim Harbe Dorm Beer, if there aren't a lot of Jews living in that city, then even as a regular person, I feel we ought them the Alma, Mutalasos Kolham Lochos Shelo, Bimkom Shomes. You can even do that in not in his house, because the Kivish Israel Muatis, there's only a few Jews there, they're all going to never know that somebody passed away, Kishmes Echor Akoyodim, and therefore it's clear that you're not doing this for the marketing, but you're doing this for this specific mace. Furthermore, can you go and bring from Chutz L'Tchum back over here? That we'll discuss Mitzvah Shem in Sif Ches. With this, we conclude today's shiur.